The numbers are tallied, and statewide voters at this week's Conservation Congress hearings approve of a wolf hunt. Arguments for the hunt include concerns that the wolf population was growing too much, and hunters want to be involved in managing the population. Adrian Wideven of the state DNR says opponents put up good arguments against a hunt.
I guess some of the concerns against a hunt were whether we're ready for a hunt. It's so soon after they've been removed from the endangered species list, and we haven't had an opportunity to test some of the other controls, such as more government controls and more landowner controls, and what the impacts of those would be on the population.
Also, some argue wolves could control the overpopulated deer herd. A great idea, Wideven says, until they move into the agricultural areas and prey on farm animals. That's why hunting could be allowed in certain areas of the state, while giving them their space in forest areas. Either way, Wideven says, a hunt won't happen anytime soon. Now that voters approve a hunt, Wideven says the issue will go to the Natural Resources Board. Then the legislature will need to okay it, and there will be a series of meetings and hearings to get public input.
Hearings that would have to be held across the state to get thorough public input into designing how such a season would be done, and that's probably at least several years away. We don't perceive this happening in the next couple of years or so.
Wideven says any wolf hunt would be very specific, with limited licenses being issued in limited areas, all yet to be determined. Meanwhile, the DNR is continuing to survey the population, and they hope to have a current population count within the next couple of weeks. Last year, there were just under 600 wolves in the state. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.